Well, good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and I'd like to welcome you this morning on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. Now, if you've never been to our church or haven't heard about us before, we are a small independent Baptist church located in Forestdale, Missouri. Now, you might say, well, why are you pointing out the fact that you're a small church? Well, for those of you that weren't able to listen to last week's message, the title was Little Things. And the main idea was that God often uses little things to do mighty works. And it was a great encouragement to me to remember all of the wonderful things that God has done by just using a single person or a small group or little things. And if you missed last week's message, then be sure and go to independencebaptist.org and listen to the message titled Little Things. It'll be located under the audio section of that website address. And again, that address is independencebaptist.org. Well, before too much time gets away from us today, we need to go ahead and get started with this week's message. So without any further delay, let me turn it over to Pastor Reynolds.
Today, we'd like to speak on the subject, why we are to be faithful to Christ as we live. We'd like to take our text from the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse number 1. The Bible states, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Notice, please, that the apostle Peter calls believers strangers. Why is that? Is that because that he doesn't know who they are? Well, it may be that he doesn't know who they are, but that's not the reason that he calls them a stranger. The reason that Peter calls believers strangers is because that to the world, believers are strange. Believers are odd because our hope is in Christ. It's not just in the things we can have here, but rather our hope is in Christ alone. Notice the Bible states in verse number 2 that we have the entire Trinity on our side. If you're a believer in Christ, you have the whole Trinity of God working, dealing on your side. The Bible states that we are elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Notice that we are elect by God. We are chosen in eternity. Our salvation is made known to us in time when God reveals to us that we are lost. And when the convicting power of the Holy Spirit comes upon us, it is no accident that we are miserable in all of our sins. But in Christ, we have hope in salvation. We are sanctified through the Spirit of God. It is the Spirit of God that dealt with us, revealing to us how depraved that we really were in the sight of Almighty God. And it is the Spirit of God that has given to us this hope that we have in Christ. And now we've been brought to obedience. That is, we've been brought to salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. That is why that we now have grace upon us. That is why we have peace with us. Notice in verse number 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I need to stop right here and just to say that indeed, blessed be God, because God has loved us from before the foundation of the world. Blessed be God, for He has chosen us, because He has sanctified us, because He has made us what He wants us to be. And blessed be God, because He has poured out His blood, His innocent blood for us on the cross of Calvary, that He has given to us salvation full and free unto us. It cost Jesus Christ much, but Jesus Christ simply gave to us eternal life. I did not do anything to earn it. I did not do anything to deserve it. But God, by His grace and His mercy upon me, has given to me salvation, full and free. In verse number 3, the Bible continues, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You know, I'm thankful that Jesus Christ is not a dead Savior, but I'm thankful that He is alive. I'm thankful that Jesus Christ has gone through death for me on the cross of Calvary. I'm thankful that He was put in the grave, but I'm thankful, most of all, that Jesus Christ is arisen from the dead, that He's alive now. That shows us His power that He has. Unfathomable power. The strength of Christ rests upon every believer because they've been born again. I'm thankful for that. Notice in verse number 4, the Bible goes on and says this, to an inheritance incorruptible. You know, we're going to a place that is greater, that is pure than anything we have ever imagined upon the face of this whole earth. When a believer dies in the Lord, they are with the Lord. They see Him. They can know that He is present with them. What a wonderful time that is. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. You know, I'm thankful that God has done this for me. Has He done it for you? If you're lost, you need to trust Christ. But if you're saved, this is some of what He has for you. In verse number 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. You know, I'm glad that I'm kept by the power of God. Why? It's because I'm unable to keep myself. I look back on my life, and I see many sins that I have sinned since I've been saved. But I'm thankful that I'm saved not by what I've done, but rather I'm saved because of what Christ has done for me on the cross of Calvary. What a great and a wonderful thing that is. The lesson of the day is why I am supposed to be faithful to God. And you see, it's not because of anything that I've ever done, but rather it's because of everything that Christ has done for me on the cross of Calvary, and how that He died, and that He was buried, and that He arose again the third day, and He ever liveth to make intercession for me and the sins that I sin. I'm thankful that He is that way. In verse number 6, the Bible said, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, this for a little time, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. And sometimes there are temptations that come upon us. Sometimes there's troubles and trials. But God knows all about all that. He knows that. You know, I can rejoice in God because of the great blessings that He has for me on the cross of Calvary. Can you rejoice in the Lord? In all the difficulties and all the troubles and trials that comes upon you in your life, can you just trust the Lord? The Bible says you need to trust Him because He is the one that can deliver. He is the one that has delivered others. The Bible said in verse number 7 that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. That the trial of your faith, although it's difficult to go through, it is a great blessing whenever you're on the other side of that great trial. When you're going through trials, it's never pleasant. It's always a trouble and trial to us. But when that trial is finally finished, and then we can look back on it, oh, it is with great rejoicing that we see that God has been so good to us as we have gone through that trial. In verse number 8, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see Him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. You know, I've never seen the Lord Jesus Christ. I've never seen Him, but I will one day. I have that promise that I'm believing that He has given to me. It's a promise that I'm going to see Him face to face. I'm not going to just see Him from a distance. He's not going to be small. But I'm going to see Him face to face one of these days. What a blessing and what a thrill that is. I know today we live in this world that's full of trouble, trials, torments. All kinds of wicked things is happening to the people of God. But listen, we that are believers in Christ can rest assured that one of these days we're going to see Christ face to face. The Bible said in verse number 9, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. One of these days, it's all going to be over. One of these days, I'm going to see my Lord face to face. One of these days, I'm going to see Him high and lifted up. What a day that will be. Notice in verse number 10, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. What I'm going to receive when my salvation is complete is the thing that the prophets have searched diligently. They have looked for, they have desired, they have yearned just to know that. But one of these days, for every believer, it's going to be true that they're going to see Jesus Christ face to face. What a day that will be. That's something to really be thankful for. Notice in verse number 11, searching what, or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, that administer the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. And then the Bible says in verse number 13, wherefore, because of all of these things that God has done so graciously for us, it is time for us to lift up our eyes. It is time for us just to see that it's not over until we see Jesus Christ face to face. It's not all finished. All the troubles and trials and all the tribulations and all of that anguish that is facing us now, this is not what it's all about. But rather, we're looking forward to that good time that Christ has for us when we shall see Him face to face, where there will be no anguish, there'll be no sin, there'll be no troubles, be no trials, but then it'll be a time of absolute perfect peace and perfect contentment, seeing Jesus face to face. What a day that will be.
If you're looking for a place to fellowship with other brothers and sisters in Christ and a place to come and worship God, we'd like to encourage you to consider coming to services with us this morning. We're located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Again, that's 124 South Main Street, Forestdale, Missouri. And the services will be starting with Sunday school at 10 a.m. We'll have worship services at 11 a.m. And then this afternoon, we'll have a prayer meeting at 3:45 and worship services again at 4:30. You know, each week I talk about the services and the times they start and stop. And, you know, some of you may be asking, what exactly do you do in a prayer meeting? Well, basically, we get together and we share our own prayer requests with each other. And then we sit together and we pray about those things. And, you know, there is power in prayer. And as brothers and sisters in Christ, it's very encouraging to be able to talk to each other and to get together and to share these things and then to take them together to God in prayer. So if you'll be able to come to the afternoon services, feel free to come 45 minutes early and join us for a time of fellowship and prayer. Well, I can see once again our time has quickly slipped away from us. We do want to thank you for listening, and we'd like to encourage you to join us next Sunday at 8 a.m. to hear about the proper instructions of Jesus Christ.